Welcome back, everybody, to the 98th, I believe, 98th episode of the Nobody Asked For This podcast. We are getting up there. We're getting old. We are entering, what is that called? Like, not middle age. Senior? I guess we're in senior. We're past middle age. Wow. I didn't even know. I don't think I commemorated when we entered our middle age. What is middle age? Like, what is the... okay, let me Google this. When is middle age? Like 50s? Let's see. I guess it depends. Middle age, period of human adulthood that immediately precedes the onset of old age. Oh. Though the age period that defines middle age is somewhat arbitrary. I don't fully know what that word means, but like I kind of get what they're trying to tell me. Differing greatly from person to person, it is generally defined as being between the ages of 40 and 60. Okay, so we're definitely no longer middle-aged. We are most senior, you know? We're the most senior of the ages. But I hope, besides that, everyone has had a great week. I am coming to you live from the Classic Studio. We went for the classic vibe. Beanbag chair, basement. You know, you really can't go wrong. It's like 9:30 the day before this comes out. Beanbag chair plus basement equals a classic episode of the Nobody Asked For This podcast. I'm actually recording this very close to a wall. I don't know if it's affecting the acoustics, maybe in a negative way, maybe in a positive way, maybe not at all. But I needed to plug in my phone because my phone, talk about passing middle age, my phone is the most senior type of iPhone. It itself is probably 5 years old. I've probably had it for three, and the battery lasts for about 2 hours. So I essentially have to have like a battery pack with a charging cable at all times. Now you could just say, listen, Francesco, it's time to get a new phone. I can't, they're not getting me again, you know, like I give a lot of my life, I give a lot of my time, I give a lot of my money to the Apple Corporation. I'm not proud of it, but I'm very much, I exist in the Apple universe, and I can't spend hundreds of dollars to essentially have the exact same thing in terms of software, but with just more circles on the back. And as we've gone over before on this podcast, I want to say maybe 10 or 15 episodes ago, those circles, the cameras, they keep adding on the back of the iPhones because they're too lazy to think of another type of design. Those circles are not doing anything. I promise you. Also, I don't want them to do anything. I don't want the camera to be better. I already look bad enough as it is. I don't need to be clearer. I don't need to be in more HD. I'm good. I actually think they could make more money by advertising that the camera is blurrier. I think they should try that. They've tried everything else. They've taken away the headphone set. They've taken away... I heard that they're going to take away the charging port next. Like, let's just do something really crazy. I almost feel like they sit up in the Apple office and think, like, what can we take away but then charge more? Like, now when you get a phone, you used to, you know, back in the day... You used to get a pair of headphones. You used to get a brick and the actual cable. You get, of course, a pack of Apple stickers. Now, I literally think you get a phone in a box that even no longer has, obviously, the headphone set, but is apparently going to stop having the actual charging port. I don't know where I heard that, but I did hear that. So I think, I don't know. I don't know what that means. I don't know what the repercussions of that will be. But I can't with Apple, but I'll never... leave them because they make you accustomed to their products to a point where if I even go near a Samsung, I'm confused. Like I do not doubt that a Samsung is a better phone. I'm sure it's faster and does like special things because basically any new iPhone software update is like Samsung from 3 years ago. And as a loyal iPhone person, I acknowledge that. I understand that. But for some reason, like I just can't make the switch. Just because everything is my iPhone. Sorry, not my iPhone, is Apple. So like if I make a note on my computer, it pops up on my phone without me having to do anything. I think I'm just lazy enough that they've kind of got me for life. And I really shouldn't be saying that, one, on a podcast, but two, next to my phone, because you know they're listening. Okay, like, they're for sure listening, but I wonder who, like, who sends the people to listen? Is it Apple, or is it, like, a greater entity? Like, who is in charge? I would like to speak to the person that does the hiring for the people who spy on us. Like, is there an HR, like, of the spy committee, is there, like, an HR? Does that make sense? Like, I would like to know, first of all, if they're hiring, because I think I would be a great snoop. Like, I would love to, like, listen into people's conversations and be like, no. You need, you know, the Dyson vacuum. Or, like, I think your cat needs this brand of pet food. I think I would be really good at that. Because, like, I'm pretty nosy, but, like, I don't use my nosiness for evil. And I think that that is more important than anything. Some people are nosy and then they turn around and it's like, why did you do that, Sharon? But for me, like, I will listen to people's conversations, but then I'll be like, oh, I can help you with that. Instead of, like, you know, gossip. Anyway, I don't know if I'm making any sense, but I'm just going to open my treat for the evening, for this evening recording, which is Rainbow Sherbet Sparkling Water. You can maybe hear the noise. Ready for ASMR? There we go. That's the stuff. Oh, it smells like rainbow sherbet. I'll do a taste test, even though I've had this before. Hmm. Oh, that does kind of taste like rainbow sherbet. Okay. Okay, good and gathered. I see you. Not bad. Anyway, what else is happening this week? Oh, speaking of food, which I guess I wasn't really speaking of food, but you know what I mean. I have found the official snack of the summer. I don't know if I'm fully ready to, like, cement it into the books because it's not really summer yet and it was pouring rain today, so maybe another snack will enter the race. But I'm ready to put forward some contenders, some chicken tenders. So, to recap, the snack of the summer last year, I don't know if I talked about it on the Nobody Asked for This podcast, but even if I did, no one was listening, and they're between you and me, they're still really not. But let's just pretend that they are. So I'm going to let all the non, you know, the people that happened to miss last year's episode. But the snack of the summer for 2023 was frozen cherries, and more specifically frozen cherries with honey mixed together in a bowl so that the honey froze. So you have to take the frozen cherries straight out of the freezer. Now you can just eat those. Those are pretty good. You also could eat those with a little bit of either lime or dehydrated lime juice, like a packet of lime, not lime seasoning. I guess that would be good too, but lime, some sort of lime component, and you could just eat that as a snack, or you could do that with a little bit of honey. Now, anytime I told anyone that was the snack of the summer, they were just like, wow, that's a lot of sugar. And okay, fair, like, sure. Now, I was under the impression that fruit was healthy for you and honey was healthy for you. But apparently, those things have sugar. Don't even get me started how, like, fruit was supposed to be the healthy alternative. And then I started eating a bunch of fruit and everyone was saying, that's so bad for you. Like, you really can't win. And, like, somehow, like, everybody knew this. It's like, they turn on a, what's it, drop of a hat, drop of a dime, whatever that sentence is. I feel like the same thing happened with oat milk. Everyone's like, oh, cow milk, it's so bad for you. So then I was like, okay, fine, oat milk. And then people are like, oat milk has so much sugar, that's so bad for you. And it's like, well, what do you want me to do? Because I'm clearly open to suggestions, you know? Just tell me, like, just literally tell me what to do. Now I'm probably going to get a bunch of people telling me that rainbow sherbet is bad. Rainbow sherbet is probably bad for you, but I love it and it's worth it. But rainbow sherbet sparkling water is probably, I'm sure, bad for you too. Life is tough. Let me tell you, there are some days where I just sit back and think, I should have just done those eating videos where people are just chewing on YouTube for like 2 hours and then they make a living. Now, I'm sure there are hard elements of that job. I don't like when people look at other jobs and think, oh, those people have it so easy, because I'm sure there's people that look at, you know, every job and think, oh, they have it so easy. You really don't know the full extent of, you know, how hard someone works from afar. But in terms of the actual, like, video, like, just sitting down and eating, like, everyone has to do that. So, like, why not film it, be in silence, and just be like, and then you get paid billions. Like, again, I'm sure there's steps in between. I'm sure they work very hard on, like, the marketing and stuff. But in terms of the actual content, like, truly, where do I sign up? I'm honestly asking. Because I could do that. In the meantime, I will continue to chug along the 98th episode of the Nobody Asked For This podcast. What am I going to do for 100? I actually, like, I'm feeling pressure now. Again, want to reiterate, very, 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 very minimal listenership, if any. So I'm not seriously contemplating, like, what the fans want, you know, yet. But I don't know, I feel like I should do something. If for no other reason than just to do it, you know? I'm not getting any younger. Anyway, I have it could have been a sad story, but it's honestly had a somewhat, like, triumphant ending, unless you are the company that makes my hair gel, and I'm going to explain all of that. So the other day, I was putting gel in my hair. It takes me about 2.5 minutes because I'm a touch impatient and, like, don't care that much what my hair looks like. But still, you know, two, three minutes, you have time to think, you know? You're not really doing much other than sort of, like, some light brushing and sculpting, rather. Or not rather, but as well as. So I'm just doing my thing, and I look down and I think, oh, you know, I'm getting to the end of this container. Like, almost time to buy some more. And not 30 seconds later, my hair gel fell in the toilet. Now, where I gel my hair is close to a toilet. The countertop is right next to the toilet. So I guess I had some sort of an unfortunate slip of the left hand, and it just went whoosh and flew in the toilet and started floating on the toilet water. Now, I had just read, I guess if I read it, it must have been some sort of an article. I don't know what situation I was in where I was reading articles about toilet water, but I had just read that toilet water is, like, pretty clean in terms of, you know, water that is in the same place as feces. Like, obviously, if you, you know, had relieved yourself in the same water and not flushed, that's dirty water. But, like, actual, like, if you, like, actual, like, toilet water is not that bad, especially if your toilet is clean. So I look over and realize that my hair gel is floating in this toilet water. And two things came to mind. I thought, one, I mean, I've lost an AirPod to the toilet, so it's like, what else are you going to take from me? Actually, did I flush it? Did I? And you know what? No. Okay, update, even worse. I had a, yes. I had an AirPod fall in the toilet, and I just picked it up, rinsed it off, maybe did some light blow drying, and I just went on with my day. For some reason, the universe spared me, and I did not get a ear infection, as I probably should have. But maybe that goes back to toilet water is actually clean, because I feel like if it wasn't clean, ear infection, sinus infection, ENT doctor visit. That's right, right? Ear, nose, throat. Oh, I didn't even get to the... Okay. The only problem with not having any sort of outline for this is I'm just halfway through another story when I realized I never revealed what the snack of the summer was for 2024, what the contenders were, what the chicken tenders were. I will get back to that, but let me finish this up so I don't make the same mistake twice. So my hair gel was bobbing in the toilet. And I thought to myself, I said, I could do a few things. I could open the lid. So now, luckily, as I said, it was bobbing. So, like, I could have opened the lid and, like, scooped out what was left of the hair gel and, like, put it in another container. That was option one. Option two was to just use the blow dry method, pick it up with my bare hands, and just like kind of pretend it didn't happen. Like brush it off, shake it off, and keep going. Option three was flush it down the toilet, which I obviously wasn't going to do because Greta would be pissed and it probably went to fit down the toilet anyway. And option number four was just like throw the whole thing out. Luckily, there was a garbage right next to the toilet and I could just toss it and forget about it. So that's what I did. I chose the last option. I said, you know what? There was only a little bit left. This is a, I think, $5 thing of hair gel that the $5 tub lasts me 4 months. So I was like, okay, I can make peace with this purchase. So I immediately, because it was one of those things where like I knew if I didn't do it immediately, like it wasn't going to happen. I'm kind of one of those people, not to brag, very productive. But I immediately pull out my phone. Well, I closed the toilet bowl because I didn't want the same thing that happened to the hair gel to happen to my phone. But I pulled up my phone, I went into Amazon, and I, you know, went back to my previous purchases. The last time I had purchased this was December, and I just did a quick swipe to reorder. They make it very easy to spend money on that app, which I appreciate. I feel like some apps, it's like you got to put in your credit card, and then you have to put in your address, and then you have to put in the back number on your credit card, and then you have to put in the expiry date for the credit card. And it's like, just take my money already. Like, sometimes I know I don't have the effort to, like, get to the end. Amazon, they know what they're doing, those people. You just go, whoosh, and, like, they basically, like, tap your credit card for you. So my new hair gel was within 5 minutes of my old hair gel falling in the toilet, was already on its way. Now, unfortunately, for whatever reason, where I live, it's like not too common to be able to get a same day shipping, especially without paying like an extra $12 again for a $5, not tube, but like container of hair gel. So I was like, okay, it's going to come not the next day, but the day after. So I said, this sounds like a problem for tomorrow morning. The problem being, you know, what am I going to do to gel my hair in the meantime? Because let me just trust me, like I don't have, the way my current hair is gelled, I kind of gel it all to one side. And I've been doing that since I had an unfortunate COVID haircut, where I had to sort of cut it so that if I, like the only way I basically could get it cut was if I had it in a style where if I did not gel it, it looked terrible. Does that make sense? Like, if I don't gel my hair, I look like a broom almost. Like, I just, like, my bangs go down to my nose, if that makes sense. Is it called bangs? Do I have bangs? Like, I guess the front piece of my hair flops down, like, all the way to my nose and, like, in a diagonal. So I almost look like Justin Bieber, but, like, if he wasn't allowed to go to the haircut, I almost called it the hair dentist, the haircutting place for a few months, and I just had to like see through his like swoop bangs. So I obviously knew that for the day, for the gap in between toilet hair gel and new hair gel, like I had to figure out something. So luckily I remembered I had a leftover bottle of hair gel from, again, 4 years ago, right after the COVID haircut, that I hadn't finished up yet. Because for whatever reason, like a year or two ago, I decided I was going to be fancy and start using, instead of like $2 sport gel, I was going to use $5 or $6. Like it's more of a paste. Because the old hair gel that I was using, your hair would look like crunchy and greasy, which I decided, which speaking of crunchy and greasy, that will lead me eventually to the snack of the summer, but we'll finish up this kind of segment first. I just decided a couple years ago I didn't want to look crunchy and greasy anymore. All of that to say, the next day I took out this hair gel, the crunchy greasy one, which had been sitting in the drawer for over 2 years. It was crunchy and greasy in and of itself, but it did the trick. It did the trick fine. To the point where this morning when I had my new hair gel. I opted for crunchy and greasy. Now, why I did that was the last couple weeks, I have noticed that at certain points of the day, my hair gel will just decide, the new hair gel will decide, you know what, we've worked a long, hard day, like, we're kind of out of here. And it, like, evaporates out of nowhere, and then I slowly morph into the swoop bang, month-long hair dentist hiatus Justin Bieber haircut. And that's just not what I want to look like, so I opted for crunchy greasy over that. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know, like, tomorrow I might go back to the non-crunchy greasy, or I might keep the crunchy greasy. I don't know. Like, and that's exciting to me. That's something to look forward to. That's a reason to get up in the morning, you know? I don't always love having to make decisions, but something about that one is like, I can't wait to see what I'm going to do. And that's sort of my approach to decision-making and problem-solving. Like, I kind of feel like my inner voice is like, almost like a bystander. Like, I just kind of think, I wonder what me's gonna do. What do you think? And I do like conspiracy theories about myself. And I think like essentially like I'm watching a movie, as if I have no control over the outcome. I'm like, well, last time we did something like this, this happened. So like, we probably shouldn't do that again. But wouldn't that be funny if we did? I can't wait to see what's gonna happen. And it's almost like I forget that it's like me actually making the decision, and then sort of do those decisions on autopilot. And then think back after, like, oh, that was good or that was bad. I can't recommend this strategy because it probably nets a positive result a good 7% of the time. And then that other 93 is really, it's hit or miss. So, but I will update you all next week, episode 99 of the Nobody Asked This podcast, on if I stuck with crunchy greasy or if I went back to, you know, what's the opposite of crunchy greasy? Smooth and not and dull. Yeah, dull. I don't know if that's the word, but you know what I'm saying. Now, to circle the loop on the snack of the summer 2024, I have two contenders. Now, in my head at this current moment, I think they can both be the snack of 2024 because they fill different lanes. The first is dried okra. I just tried dry okra for the first time a couple of days ago, and it's perfect. I have the one from Trader Joe's. I'm sure other brands exist. I'd imagine if you went to the snack section of your local Winners, TJ Maxx, Kohl's, Marshalls, and whatnot, JCPenney, I'd imagine they would probably have an option for you because they always do. They always have like interesting snacks. As we heavily detailed on this series. Is this called a series? On the series. Nobody asked for this. But yeah, it was delightful. It had a flavor to it. It wasn't like, I feel like sometimes when you eat dried food, it kind of tastes like air, like astronaut food. Which, what I don't get about dried food is like, where does it all go? You know what I mean? Like, dried food, like even like a dried strawberry, excuse me, is like airy. Like, where did the air, like, where did the actual food part go? Like, the density, like, what happened to it? I guess when the water sucked out, it's just sort of like shriveled. Like, when SpongeBob runs out of water and he's just like a crusty, almost like SOS thing. Like that thing that you have to use when your pots are really messed up, when you burn something, which I might have had to do that, like, you know, once or twice, maybe. I don't know. Who knows? Anyway, unconfirmed. But that's always confused me. But yes, fried okra, I recommend everyone try it. The next snack of the summer. Now, this is sort of a throwback. I feel like people have been eating this for centuries, but my reasoning for having a resurgence with it at this current moment is the first time I had I'll just say what it is. It's an acai bowl. I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's very plausible I'm not. Acai, an acai bowl. Maybe it's acai. Let me double check. Acai bowl. acai pronunciation. Ah, okay, it is acai. Okay, good to know. Either way, the first time I had one, it tasted like how the inside of a bottle return depot smells. Like, have you ever been to return your bottles to, like, get the deposit back? And that the inside of that facility smells like almost the kombucha a little bit. It fermented, like ferment. And I like kombucha, but like it has that. It has like a little bit of like, oh, is this vinegar? That's what the acai bowl tasted like. I can't remember where I got it from. I think it was Costco. Did Costco ever have an acai bowl? Let me Google this. They definitely don't have it anymore because I go there all the time. Yeah, they did. Huh. Oh, I'm like seeing good reviews. I don't know. Maybe I just had a spoiled one. I didn't love it, but I had one the other day and it was pleasant. It was great. And it felt like I was eating ice cream, but it also felt a bit more socially acceptable. So any food that can give a sense of like dessert, but also socially acceptable to eat for breakfast, I'm in. Like I have no problem supporting that type of a food. So let's do it. So dried okra and acai bowls. I know acai bowls are the tentative snacks of the summer for 2024. So just maybe for the next couple weeks, like until the 100th episode of the Nobody Asked for This podcast, like maybe feel it out. Maybe, you know, first step would be to, if you can, to pick up both, just to sort of get a feel for both. And then I don't necessarily want to do a vote because that would be sad because we have no listeners, but like maybe within yourself, like just pick one or just accept both as the snacks of the summer, even though like one is more of a snack and one is more of a, like meal, but like a light meal, you know? Like it's not like filling. Or maybe it is. I don't know. Anyway, what I always find so funny about this podcast is anytime I come in with like even like a poorly typed like 3-bullet point list of like what I want to talk about, I talk about nothing. So I've really learned to like not even bother preparing, because if I prepare, I will go so far off script, it could have just never existed. But what you gonna do? So in summary, I've had worse weeks, I've had better weeks. My hair gel did fall in the toilet, but I did take that frown and turn it around, take that frown and turn it upside down. These snacks of the summer are dried okra. I don't know why I'm having such a problem saying that. And an acai bowl. If anyone missed out on the snack of the summer of 2023 being frozen cherries and honey with an optional sprinkling of some lime, either juice or like powder, I think you still have time to eat that. Like that can be your snack of spring for 2024. And then when summer kicks up, you can fully jump into the okra and acai bowls, or cups or whatever works for you, with whatever toppings. Obviously granola, some coconut, strawberries, obviously blueberries, peanut butter. If there's peanut butter on something, I'll probably eat it. You could also do like the powdered peanut butter, the dehydrated peanut butter. Is that what that is? Dehydrated peanut butter? Well, a de-oilfied peanut butter? That's good. Granola, I said granola. You could do like a flavored granola. The world really is your oyster. I've never had oysters, but the world is yours. Although again, oysters have a lot of toppings, so I feel like I would enjoy it. Anything that can be, you know, expanded on with either like a hot sauce if it's savory, or a peanut butter if it's salty. No, a peanut salty and savory is the same thing, kind of. Is it? I'm not getting into that, but peanut butter if it's sweet. Which you could also put. You could switch that up. Should I try peanut butter, pickle, and hot sauce sandwich. I feel like that would be good. Because peanut butter and pickle is really good. Obviously, pickle and cheese. But what if we did peanut butter, pickle, and hot sauce? I love peanut butter. Especially like if there's like a flavored peanut butter, like a maple peanut butter or like a salted caramel peanut butter, like a Kraft peanut butter. Whew. When I said Kraft, I don't mean Kraft with a K. I mean Kraft with a C. What is that word? Artisan? Artisanal? Don't fully know what that means. But what I do know is that if you liked what you heard, you can go to podcastnobodyaskedforthis.podbean.com and you can listen to all the episodes of the Nobody Asked for This podcast, all about to be 98 episodes. You can also on there find links to our Apple podcasts, our Spotify, Amazon, there's also links to our social media, of which have not been active in months. I might fix that. I'm going to put that on the list of things to fix. Right underneath my attitude. Attitude first, fixing the social media second. But I hope everyone has a great week. I hope you all thrive in some sense. I hope we all, you know, have a full course meal. The first round being the summer snack of 2023, followed by two courses, one being one option of Summer Snack 2024, and then the other being the other option of Summer Snack 2024 that you did not have in round one. So now that we've got that settled, I can send you off into the weekend. I hope you all have a great weekend. I hope you all have a great end of April. I think it's going to be May next time we speak, which that's nuts. These months are just onto the next. We're going to be in Q3 before you know it. But yeah, I will talk to you later. Bye.